奉主耶稣圣名，继续来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus, we continue to study the Bible.
今天下午来谈谈活水的泉源和破裂的池子。
This afternoon, I'd like to talk about the fountain of the living water and a broken cistern.
我们来看耶利米书第二章。
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
我们请看第十二节啊。
Verse 12.
请读十二节到十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Be appalled at this, O heavens, and shuddered with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and dug their own chisholm, and broken chisholm that cannot hold water.
这里圣经特别说，诸天啊，要因此惊奇，极其恐慌啊，甚为凄凉。哇，这就是一个很严正的宣告，是很可怕的景象。
This is a very appalling scene and a great warning.
那这个是诸天啊，是呼天唤地的这种的那个宣告啊。
The heavens are shuddered with great horror.
说为什么会这么恐慌，这么凄凉？是十三节说，因为我的百姓做两件恶事。
Why is it so pitiful and so much horror? It's because my people has committed two sins.
第一件事情就是他说离弃我这个活水的泉源。
First, the first thing they did was to forsake the spring of the living water.
有一个跟随他们的活水泉源，他们竟然不会珍惜，把它离弃了，丢掉。
There's a fountain of the living water that has been following them, but they did not treasure and they have forsaken it.
第二件事情。
The second matter.
丢掉了这个泉源之后，他们去为自己凿出一个池子，是破裂不能够存水的地方。
And after they forsake the living water, they went and find their own cistern, and the cistern is broken that they cannot hold water.
所以这样的结果就是把泉源活水泉源把它离弃了之后，去挖一个池子，但是池子又不能够破裂，不能够储水，所以它当然就干渴，它就没有水啊。
And because they forsake the living water, and yet they have to find their own cistern, and it's broken, and of course, when it cannot hold water, it would be very dry.
那这个百姓他们没有活水泉，又没有水，他们最后一定下场就很凄凉、很悲惨了。
Because they do not have the sustaining of the living water, and the cistern that they have is broken, and as a result, their ending is very pitiful.
那这件事情，你看他说诸天啊，因此惊奇，这是会让天地啊，他觉得很奇怪，怎么会做这种选择？怎么会这么傻，做出这种傻事
？And to be appalled at this, O heavens, means how can they commit such foolish things？
那所以，我们今天下午就来看看，为什么神他会对百姓说：“你们竟然离弃我这个活水的泉源。”
And this afternoon, we'd like to study why did the Lord proclaim that they have forsaken the spring of the living water?
他们一定是享受这个泉源的好处了。
They must have understand the advantage of having the fountain of the living water.
但是他们竟然不会珍惜。
But they do not know how to cherish or treasure this living water.
他们想要尝试一种自己的方法。
They want to try their own method.
到最后，他们发现其实他们自己方法根本就不 work， 就是没有用。
But in the end, they realize the method they use does not work.
那这个所以耶利米书第二章，它是用诗歌形态所写的。
The book of Jeremiah chapter 2 is written in a form of a hymn.
啊，就是像一种诗歌 poem 哈。那这个
like a poem.
那这个耶利米书啊，我们因为很长啊，通常我们有时候如果没有把它分析一下哈，你读从第一章一直读到最后的时候，你就忘记前面到底讲什么。
Because the whole entire Jeremiah is really long, and as you start reading it, when you have almost done with the end of the book, you realize you forgot what is in the beginning.
也就是说，因为这个圣经它在写的时候，耶利米书啊，它里面很多内容很丰富的。
Because this book of Jeremiah is full of content, it's very full.
那通常我们要掌握整个经卷，一定要先对它的结构有一个大概的认识，我们要知道它是 哪些部分组成的。
In order to grasp the meaning of this book, we have to understand the theme and the main point of this book.
It's not structure.
Or the main structure of this book.
我们在读圣经，我们一年一年这样每年读哈。如果我们每年读一章，我们三年多都读一遍了嘛。
If we keep reading it book by book, within 3 years we can read through the entire Bible.
但是我们如果没有用点心去分析它哈，你读十遍你也不清搞不清楚耶利米书在讲什么。
But without a heart that an effort that we put in to read, you can read 10 times and you still might not be able to understand.
但是如果我们一开头的时候就有了解说耶利米书的结构是什么，我们大概就会知道它的重点。我们一定读完之后绝对不会说不知道它。什么都不知道，不会这样子。
Right from the beginning, if we can understand the structure of this book, then and we grab onto the main point, then we will not fail to understand what it is talking about.
基本上，耶利米书的第一章，它就是在做整卷书的介绍，就是它的序言。
The chapter one of Jeremiah talks about the introduction.
那从第二章开始
，and from chapter two
到第二十五章。
Until chapter 25.
这就是第一个段落。
The first part.
那这个段落都是在指责这个犹大国的罪恶。
And this first part talks about the sin committed by the land of Judah.
就是当时候这个选民他们所犯的错。
The wrongdoings of the chosen people that has committed at that time.
那他们，我们已经读过很多卷先知书哦。那个先知的讲的信息基本上都不离开。百姓当时候都是拜偶像。
After all the prophetic books that we touch on, they did not leave the topic of how the chosen people has become idol worshippers.
他们离开神，一定最后是拜偶像。
When they depart from God, they end up worshipping idols.
所以你看，我们之前读像阿摩斯书啊，像弥迦书啊，像何西阿书，我们所读过先知书，基本上都离不开。指责他们拜偶像这个罪。
So from all the other prophetic books like Amos, Micah, and Isaiah, it all did not leave the concept of the theme of how the chosen people went to worship the idols.
好，那拜偶像之后，接下去的现象一定是社会不公义，没有爱心，然后充满罪恶。
After they have worshipped the idols, the society become unjust and full of sins, and the people are full of sins.
那基本上，耶利米书也是这样。
And this is the same way in the book of Jeremiah.
所以第一个段落啊，这个就是很公开的警告指责当时候百姓之间的罪。
So the first part of Jeremiah is to openly talk about the sins that was committed by the chosen people.
那从二十六章开始。
And from chapter 26.
二十六章到三十六章。
Until 36.
哦，这是第二个段落了。
This is the second part.
那这个段落，这是先知的信息，先知从神领受的话语，要跟百姓宣告的。
And this is the message, by the Lord, and which is being entrusted to the prophet to warn the chosen people.
那就是对众人讲的，所以在耶利米书里面有几次哈，那个耶利米先知站在那个圣殿的入口哈，他那个 entrance 在那个入口的地方，对进圣殿人。就在那边讲话。
And this message was being proclaimed in the entrance where people walk in and out.
哦，那所以这个这一段的信息啊，二十六到三十六章啊，就是他那个信息有的是神直接讲的，有的是先知啊，他感动，他观察到，他所提出给众百姓啊去想的。
The message that was proclaimed can either be received directly from God or thoughts and reflections by the prophet that he wanted to share.
那先知的那个信息里面包括他写信，先知他会写信的。
And the message can be related in the form of letters.
那在耶利米书里面看到耶利米先知有一个秘书专门帮他代笔的，就是说帮他把他的话变成文字的。
And in the book of Jeremiah, it was recorded that there was a secretary that records down every word by Prophet Jeremiah.
好，所以第二段就是从二十六章到三十六章。
And this is the second part, which is from chapter 26 to 36.
那从三十七章到四十五章呢？
From 37 to 47.
45.
45.
三十七到四十五章这一段就是都是耶利米先知他的遭遇。
And this is the
像故事一样，他所经历过的事情呢。
This is the story of Jeremiah and how much he went through his suffering.
他怎么被关哦？刚才我们早上读过的三十七章里面的。
And how he was being captured.
然后他怎么被这样子那坏人呢？很这样子，很对待他是遭遇是很悲惨的。
And he was being ill-treated, and his he faces a lot of difficult circumstances.
然后他又亲眼看到这个整个国家被灭的这样的情景。
And he witnessed how the downfall and the decline of his own country.
那个外巴比伦王攻进来的时候，特别礼遇哈、哦、这个耶利米先知。
And when the Babylon came to attack, they told Prophet Jeremiah.
就是说他给耶利米先知有对他很好的。
They treated him very well.
因为他们知道这个人是很特殊的。
Because they realized this person is unique.
所以就让他自己选择，没有把他抓走，就是让他你要留下来在耶路撒冷呢，还是要跟我们一起到巴比伦去，随便你选。
And they leave him with options of whether to follow them to Babylon or to remain in Jerusalem.
基本上他们是很尊重先知，连这些外邦人都很尊重先知的。
So, as a matter of fact, they respect the, even though they're Gentile, they respect the prophet.
但是很讽刺的是，自己以色列选民呢，神的选民却这么恶劣的对待先知啊。
But what is ironic is the Israelites, the chosen people, are the ones that is ridiculing the prophet.
这个就是第三个段落。
This is the third part.
然后从46章到51章。
From chapter 46 to 51.
这个就是这个以赛亚、耶利米跟以西结书特殊的部分，就是论列国的信息。
And this is the unique point where Isaiah, Jeremiah, and
Ezekiel. 就是这些信息，这都是论列邦，就是他们作为国家的这些其他国家的预言。
And they prophesize about the different countries.
就在说明神，我们所敬拜这位神是主宰，就是他不是只有以色列选民的王而已，他是其实所有的国度都在他的手中。
To convey the message that the Lord is not just the king of Israelites, but the king among all other nations.
他是全地的主了。
That he's the master of the whole earth.
国度权柄都在他的手上。
Or nations' glory and kingdom fall under him.
只要跟选民有关系的国度，基本上先知都会提到。
All that ties in with the chosen people in his nation, the prophet will mention.
好，这个就是第四个大段落。
This is the fourth main point.
然后最后就是五十二章。
And lastly, chapter 52.
那这个五十二章就是一个补述，就是耶路撒冷城被毁的时候，那个时候情景重述。
This is a recount of how the Jerusalem was being destroyed.
那这个情景在列王记、历代志都有。
And this same scenario happened in Second Kings.
哦，跟那个 Chronicle.
And Second and Chronicles.
哦，这个都是因为这是很明显的，你就可以看到那个跟列王记下最后一章所记载的很相似。
This is very similar to what is recorded in Second Kings.
好，这个就是耶利米书的这个结构。
This is the main structure of the book of Jeremiah.
那这个结构，我们这样看来之后呢，你会发现还有一个现象，就是他有时候会讲到这个时间呢、啊，就是说在什么王几年的时候，这个信息临到耶利米。
And you notice a common theme is the message will always record at what time and when it goes to the during the reign of the king.
他不是有系统的按编年，就是那个年代的次序这样子看一张一张的。
It does not follow the.
不是那个，不是这样子，不是说第一章的事情就是发生比较早，第五章就比较晚，不是这样子。
Oh, it does not follow the chronological or the order of when it happened according to the chapters.
哦，通常他都会跟你说明说他这段信息是哪一年的时候所讲的，就是神给他的话。
It just records that at what year, at what time the message of the Lord was conveyed.
哦，所以他在里面其实，有时候我们要注意看他那个时间哦，是穿插在一起的，不是有系统的，所以要分辨。
So sometimes the message can be overlapping and it's not in order.
哦，所以他有些就是可以看出来说，他这个写这一本书，这个耶利米书的时候，他有很多资料哈、哦、收集进来，然后要表达他所要讲的重点。
The how it was gathered, it's all the content coming in together, and the person is trying to emphasize on the main points.
那这个耶利米书哦，它很重要的一个主题就是要百姓回转归向神。
Main theme of Jeremiah is to seek that the chosen people to repent and turn back to the Lord.
他们因为他们已经走偏了，已经离开神很远了。
They have departed and been astray from the Lord.
如果再没有回转，接下去就是毁灭来到了。
Because if they do not turn back, destruction will fall upon them.
所以先知的信息就一直鼓励百姓，一定要勇敢的归向神，改变。
The message from the prophet is to keep telling them to repent and turn back to the Lord.
哦，那所以我们早上有提到，这个耶利米书里面有很多很多的经节都跟这个回转有关系。
And this morning we talked.About that, how many verses in Jeremiah pertains to the repentance of the chosen people.
好，那我们在读更多章以后，我们就会发现，慢慢会发现这个字眼一直出现的。
And after we read more into the book, we realize this there's this common theme that keep reoccurring.
那现在我们来看第一章的第十五节。
Look at chapter 1, verse 15.
从第十六节读，从读十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
I will pronounce my judgment on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods, and in worshipping what their hands have made.
这一证明的一切罪恶，就是离弃我，向别的神烧香，跪拜自己手所造的，这就是拜偶像。
To burn incense means to worship idols.
那这个就是离弃神。
And this is the way of forsaking God.
那所以你看，这个第二章的十三节说，百姓做两件恶事，第一件就是离弃我这个活水的泉源。
And that is why in this chapter 2 verse 13 says that my people has committed two sins. The first is to forsake the spring of the living water.
那他们离弃神之后，他们就归向别神，就是拜偶像了。
Once they forsaken God, they turn to other gods, which is to worship idols.
那你现在如果把这样一个信息把它连在一起呢？第十三节那里，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能够存水的池子。他所讲的基本上就是跟拜偶像有关系的。
So if you connect the two verses together, and after they forsake the Lord, they went to dug their own cistern, and the broken cistern that cannot hold water.
So
this has to do with worshiping idols.
这个就在说明当时候在神眼中。百姓最大的恶就是离弃神去拜偶像。
So the greatest sin they have committed at that time is to forsake the Lord and turn to idols.
那这件事情，神说我要发出我的判语攻击他们。
And because of this, the Lord will shuttle with horror and punish them.
哦，那所以现在这个信息要耶利米去讲去传达。
And this message has to be conveyed by Prophet Jeremiah.
第一章的十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
神特别跟耶利米先装备，他说你要束腰。
He told him to equip himself.
你要束腰，表示说你这件事情如果没有力量，心里没有刚强，这件事情你做不了的。
To strap on his waist means to be strong, and because without courage, he cannot carry this out.
你现在起来，将我所吩咐你的一切话都告诉他们。
He has to get up and convey the message the Lord has conveyed to him.
不要因他们惊慌，就是你不要因为他们害怕。
And do not be afraid of them.
免得我使你在他们面前惊惶。
Just in case that you will be terrified in front of them.
哦，第十七节哈，你读第十七节就对了。第十七，一章十七节。
Get yourself ready, stand up, and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, for I will terrify you before them.
你看，这里就是说，今天耶利米先知他如果不会。他如果不会害怕
，Today if Jeremiah is not afraid，
那他说神就让他能够站得住了。
Then the Lord made have the Lord will give him the courage to stand before them。
但是他说，如果你因为他们害怕呢
？But if he's afraid because of them，
那这我就使你在他们面前就惊慌了。
Then I will terrify you before them。
所以他这里的信息就是。先知他能不能够在这样一个很艰苦的环境里站得住，就关键点就是说他会不会害怕。
So the critical moment is whether or not the prophet will be afraid. It's when if whether or not is he afraid when he stand before them.
他如果能够靠神不害怕。
If he can rely in the Lord and do not be afraid.
反过来，这些众百姓就会听他的。
So, because of that, the people will be terrified of him and will listen.
但他如果自己害怕的话，他说他就站不住，他在百姓面前就讲不出话来。
But if he himself is afraid of the people, then before them he has no courage to speak to them.
第十八节。
Verse
18. 看啊，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与前地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。
Today I've made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land.
他一个人要抵挡全部的百姓，全部的所有的犹大国。
One person, he has to defeat the whole nations, the whole land of Judah.
第十九节特别说，他们要攻击你，但是不能够胜你。
And 19 said they will fight against you, but will not overcome you.
因为我要与你同在，要拯救你。
For I am with you and will rescue you.
这是神亲自说的。
Declares the Lord.
那这个就是他所要去完成的任务。
This is a commission that Jeremiah has to carry out.
他现在要去指出众百姓的罪，就是离弃神。
He has to point out the sins of the chosen people, that is, they have forsaken the Lord.
这件事不容易。
This is not an easy task.
那现在，可是又不能不说。
But it's not that he cannot convey.
哦，他一定要讲的。
Because he has to speak up.
因为这两件事情，这个离弃神去拜偶像这件事情，是神眼中的大恶。
To forsake God and to worship the idols is two great sins in the eyes of God.
现在从第二章开始呢，我们就看到，哎，现在这个描述的那个笔调啊，就马上转变了，变成一种诗歌形态了。
So there's a turning point in chapter 2 that it becomes more like a poem.
你要去向耶路撒冷人耳中喊叫。
To go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem.
在他们的耳中里面喊，大声的喊。
He has to shout to the ears.
他这个喊哦，第二章开始哦，很长的那个诗歌。
And from chapter 2 is a very long poem.
他有几个重点。
There are a few main points.
第一个
，First，
为什么百姓他们会离弃神
？Why is it that the chosen people are has forsaken the Lord？
这个神实际上是给他们所有的恩典的好处的神哦。
Does Lord give them a lot of abundance of grace and benefits?
就像活水的泉源一样，源源不绝的。
Just like the fountain of living water is unceasing.
你看那个神的慈爱哈，没有断绝，一直跟着他们的。
God's love has never stopped and has followed them all the way through.
神是一切福气的源头。
God is the source of all the blessings.
所以我们今天如果有神同在，我们就发现我们的生命当中充满恩典的。
Today, if we have the abundance of God in us, our life will be full of grace and blessings.
我们弟兄姐妹有时候我们会听到很多领受恩典人在见证。
We have listened to many testimony of people who have received grace and blessing.
我们这次神训班有一对夫妻从芝加哥教会来协助这些青年施送。
This time during a seminar, we have an assistant of a couple from Chicago to help out in the hymnal worship.
那他们来这边教跟学生一起学习，一起祷告，然后一起赞美神哦。
They taught the students to pray, to listen, and to sing praise to the Lord.
让这些学生非常的享受这个原来唱诗是这么样的重要。
To let the student understand how important it is to sing praises to the Lord.
因为我们有时候就是说，唱诗这个不是很简单，只要你喜欢就可以啊。
We always tend to feel like it is very simple, and if you like what you if you just like what you sing, that's okay.
但其实唱诗是我们用嘴巴在歌颂，就好像我们用在献祭给神的。
But to sing hymn is to use our lips to sacrifice to God.
所以基本上我们献诗，我们说我们在赞美神，就是用我们嘴唇在。把我们的整个心呈现给神，那希望神能够悦纳，听到我们接受我们的歌颂。
So when we sing praises, we use our voices through our lips and with our wholeheartedly, we're offering everything to the Lord so that He will receive them.
所以我们在唱诗的时候，我们的心很重要的。
So when we sing Him, our heart is very important.
我们的心。借着我们的嘴巴把这样一个信息把它讲出去的。
Because through our heart, we are conveying a very important message.
那既然献祭，那我们所献的就要被神悦纳才可以啊。
Because as we offer sacrifices, what we offer has to be received by the Lord.
那既然是献祭，那你就要如果看旧约圣经啊，那神对有关于献祭，他有他的要求的。
Because we are offering sacrifices according to the Lord, He has a standard.
哦，他这样一讲完之后呢，那学生就了解说，哦，原来他们诗颂唱歌的时候，即使在唱诗赞美神。都要很小心，我们到底我们的动机是什么
？So after they listen to the sharing, they understand that, what is the main intention and motive when we are offering praises to the Lord? 啊，
比如说我们现在在诗颂的时候，我们不能够说，我现在拿一个曲子，我自己做一个曲子啊，然后呢，我去填上圣经里面的歌词啊，但是那个曲子是用流行音乐，或者是用现在的那个外面的音乐啊，我觉得这个旋律很好听，配上那个圣经的。章节啊，就来献给神。
For example, we cannot use haphazard way of just adapting from other pop music or some other melody from outside and put in the lyrics of the church words.
那这样的颂赞是不会蒙悦纳的，因为他那个一开始的那个音乐本身不是来献祭给神的动机不同。
And this kind of praise will not be received by the Lord because the main intention of the sacrifices is not correct.
他来跟学生分享完之后，学生都很感动了。
When the couple came to share with the students, they're all very touched.
他最感动的就是他们在见证他们怎么来信主这个过程。
And what is most touching is they share how they came to know the process and the journey of how they have come to know the Lord.
那他在见证的时候，当然就是神的恩典在他们的身上。
And when they are testifying, the grace of the Lord fall upon them.
但是有些人哦，听见证，如果没有分辨怎么听哦，有时候连那个信息都会听错。
And as they listen to the testimony, if they don't have the right discerning heart, they might receive the wrong message.
比如说，我们今天听见证，听到很多人领受神的恩典。
Today, as we listen to the testimony, we hear of how people receive God's grace.
我们要看到神的作为。
We can see the works of the Lord.
神在每个人的身上都有不同的作为。
That God performed different works in each one of us.
但是神的作为，他给人那个他的他要做这件事情，一定有他的用意，在这个人身上所要成全的旨意。
That's the reason why each person manifests the different works that the Lord shower upon them.
所以，如果我们今天在听见证的时候，我们要看到，哦，原来神是这样子啊，充满怜悯慈爱。我们如果愿意依靠他的人，就好像我们得到一个活水泉源，跟我们同在，都不会口渴，不会饥饿，因为随时都一直涌出来。
So today, those who receive the grace and the blessings of the Lord, just as they open their heart to Him, is just like the fountain of the living water that is dwelling in this person, and the person will never thirst again.
那个是，所以这个神同在，这个重点就是，只要我们有神同在，你不管在什么样的处境底下，你就会看到神对我们的帮助，以及神给我们的造就了。
As the abidance of the Lord with this person, the Lord will always help this person in all times.
我们就不会一直看到那个恩典本身啊，就是哇，他这个人领受多少恩典。
We do not just narrow down like how much grace this person has received.
我们有一个学生听完见证是说，哇，你看他领受这么多恩典，他什么都有，但是我好像什么都没有。
Some people might get the misconception that after listening to a testimony, the person received so much grace himself, but what about me? I did not receive any grace.
因为他比较那个这个恩典的本身，他觉得说好像他很多恩典，我好像两手空空，我什么都没有，不会做。
They're comparing to the count of the grace and blessing they receive, but then when they look, they say, I'm empty-handed. I don't have any grace.
有时候听完见证之后就会很嫉妒。
So you might come to a point where after you listen to a testimony, you get very jealous and envy.
比如说他在见证，就是说他怎么样啊？主耶稣啊，让他感受到那个，如果对神的话语有信心哦，真的神会赏赐，神会为我们开路。你为神所奉献的东西啊，神一定会给你加倍的偿还的。
So if you listen to testimony of opening your heart to rely in the Lord and everything you do, the Lord will repay.
但是其实，那个重点是说， 他今天来信主之后，有这个活水的泉源跟他同在，就好像他现在都有神同在的时候，他不管什么情况，只要把神放在第一位，他真的都会感受到这个神的应许是实在的。
So when this person comes to believe, he has the living water that is dwelling in this person. So no matter what circumstances, he has the abidance of the Lord in this person.
他在见证他，当他那个第二个儿子出生的时候，因为身体不好，三天两天都要到医院去检查，但是检查不出结果。
This person testified that when she had a second son, there's something that is not right with his son.
So,
he got sick a lot, and they had to go 2 to 3 times a week to the hospital, but they could not find the cure or the remedy.
不是，是两三天就要去医院一趟。
Oh, he has to go 2 to 3 times to the hospital.
哦，两三。
Oh, two to three days.
就是经常都是到医院进进出挂急诊，不知道挂几次了。
So, the son has been in and out of the hospital.
他二月的时候，那个孩子是二月出生的。
And the child was born in February.
在三个月里面，基本上他那个父母亲哇，精疲力尽了。
And within that 3 months to do that, it's caused a lot of exhaustion in the parents.
那这三个月当中，他都没有拉琴了。
And this 3 months, the child did not play the violin.
不是。这个父亲都没有拉琴，他是小提琴家了。
The father did not play the violin.
他是专业的那个演奏家。
He's a professional
performance.
Violinist.
对，他是专门在表演，在拉琴的独奏。
And his career is to play to perform.
三个月没有把小提琴盖子打开，连小提琴都没有拿出来。
For 3 months, he did not open the case and did not play.
他们说，拉琴的人，如果你一天没有拉琴，你一天没有拉琴，你老师就你自己知道，你自己知道。
They say that for a performer, if you didn't play for a day, you would know.
你如果两天没有拉琴，你的老师就知道了。
But if you don't play for 2 days, your teacher would know.
你如果是在演奏的人，你三天没有拉琴，你的观众就听出来了。
But for 3 days, if you do not practice, the audience will know.
他因为小孩子在生病当中，他三个月都没有打开琴。
Because the child was sick, and for 3 months, he did not open his case to play.
这个时候，因为都是为了要去照顾孩子。
It's because he devote his time and effort to look after his son.
刚刚信主，很多事情都要重新学习。
And when they first came to believe, there are many things they have to learn.
结果哪里知道，三个月以后，大概在五月的时候。突然接到一个通知，说要出国去巡回演出。
So within that, after that 3 months, they receive a phone call in May that there is a notification that they have to go to have a world tour.
他这个演出是一年前就已经讲好的，但是在这当中都没有confirm，所以他以为已经延期，所以他就没有想说会照原来的计划进行。
He knew about this world tour performance, but he did not know that it was, they have confirmed the actual dates.
因为通常没有这种，已经快要到了，都还没有通知啊。
Because it was approaching, and he still did not receive any notification.
最后是在演出前的一个星期，才跟他通知说这个要照计划进行。
Only a week before the actual dates, he received that they will proceed with the world tour performance.
他剩下三天的时间可以准备。
He only left with 3 days to prepare himself.
然后之后就要出去巡回演出。
And after that, he will.
他是那个重点，他是那个演独奏的人。
And after that, he has to join the tour because he's the main person.
他那个曲子有五十分钟的长。
And he has to perform the piece for 15 minutes.
有大概有32页的那个曲子是他的部分，32页。
There's 32 pages that concern him.That he has to play.
这个曲子他以前拉过的。
And this piece he has performed and played before.
很少人在拉的曲子。
It is a very rare piece.
但是他现在剩下三天了。
But he only left with 3 days to play.
而且他已经三个月没有拉琴了。
And he hasn't played for 3 months.
最后去了要演出。
And he has to go to perform.
那怎么办？
So what should he do?
他只能祷告啊。
So he prayed.
所以知道的人就帮他祷告。
So those who know about his situation help him pray.
跟他说， 跟在我们身边的有一个活水的泉源。
And tell him that there's a spring of the living water that follow this person.
只要神跟我们同在。
As long as God abides in us.
现在只能靠神，没有人能帮助你的。
We can only rely in the Lord. No one else can help.
就带着这样一个信心就去了。
So with this kind of message and faith, he went.
最后他的演出竟然是让所有人都跌破眼镜。
And his performance was something so spectacular that everyone was astounded.
让所有人都很惊讶，说你这个人怎么之前在练习的时候跟在演出的时候怎么完全不一样，是完全变一个人，是怎么你是怎么做到的
？And people were astonished that during his daily practice he's so different when the way he actually have at the actual performance.
那其实就是这个神的帮助。
It is because from the help of God.
因为他在演出的时候，他说就好像神的那个天使的手在他的琴上面跟他一起拉，就好像天使在帮他拉琴这样。
When he was performing, he felt that the hands of the angel was helping him to play.
然后从头到尾，他说那个乐团已经跟过很多很多的独奏家在演这个曲子，二十几年来没有演过这么成功的。
And after the performance, people were saying that all the past 20 years they have performance, but never.Has it been as successful as this one?
那这个就是跟我们同在，就是这个活水的泉源。
So what it's being told, what tells us is this: there's this fountain of the living water that follows us.
那这个有些学生他们听完之后，哇，就说哇，那他这么多的那个恩典，好像我都没有啊。
And after some student listened to it, they realized that this person has received so much blessings and grace, but How come it doesn't happen to me?
如果是这样想的话，他就搞错了这个见证本身所传达的信息。
If they have to think of this way, it actually defeats the purpose of the message of this testimony.
这不是在比较。
This is not to compare.
这是在看到神就是真的是活水的泉源，与愿意信靠他人同在。
This is to show that God is the living water.And he abides with those who are willing to follow.
这对这位弟兄来说，神帮助他去让他这个演出能够，这个困难能够解决，真的能够很成功。
To this person, God enabled this brother to be able to perform well.
当他了解到说，真的在神哦，凡事都能，神真的是全能的。
To realize that in all things it is possible.
那对我们今天来说，我们要看到我们所依靠这位神。真的就是这里圣经所他自己宣告的，我就是活水的泉源。
And it is enable us to realize that what we witness and see is the Lord that we rely in is the fountain of the living water.
我们可能会有不一样的处境困难，需要神来帮助我们。
We can be in different circumstances and situation, and God has come to help us.
但只要我们没有离弃他，不离弃他。
As long as we do not forsake Him.
这个活水泉源就要让我们。可以尝到究竟神到底有多甘甜。
This living water enable us to taste how sweet He is.
哦，所以你看，今天我们即使在听见证，我们都需要去了解这个见证本身所提供给我们的信息，真的是一个道理。
So today, when we listen to testimony, we have to understand the true message that is being conveyed.
好，现在为什么有这么？宝贵的恩典，但是百姓他们竟然会离弃呢
？With such a very precious grace and blessing, why would the chosen people forsake?
看第二章的第二节。
Look at chapter 2 verse 2.
读第二节。
Verse 2. Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem. I remember the devotion of your youth. How as a bride you loved me and followed me through the desert, through a land not sown.
第三节。
Verse 3, Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who devour her were held guilty, and disaster overtook them, declares the Lord.
这二节跟第三节，这里一直在强调神说，他说，这个幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，在旷野怎么样，跟随，他们怎么跟随神这么亲近，这些景象他都记得。
So, verse 2 mentioned that how the Lord remembered all this, scenes of the past.
这个就是他们百姓曾经跟神有一段很亲密的时间。
That the chosen people has a very close relationship back then.
就是在旷野的时代。
That is during the time in the wilderness.
在那个时候，他们什么都没有。
Because at that time they have nothing.
他们没有土地可以耕种。
They don't have any land to plant their soil.
他们没有房屋可以居住，他们住的帐篷。
They don't have any actual housing, and they lived in tents.
他们居无定所，就到处漂流。
They don't have a actual place to live, and they roam around.
他们看起来是很贫穷，一无所有。
Seems that they are poor and they have nothing.
但其实那个时候，他们是什么都有。
But in actual fact, they have everything.
他们口渴的时候，有磐石出水。
When they're thirsty, the water breaks from the rock.
每天神天降玛纳养活他们。
And every day, God shower manna to feed them.
他们如果有敌人攻打，神就为他们打仗。
And when enemies attack, the Lord will fight for them in the battle.
云柱火柱随时与他们同在。
The pillar of fire and pillar of cloud is always with them.
因为神就跟在他们旁边，跟着他们一起。
Because the Lord is very closely following them every day.
那这样这么。这种明显的祝福恩典，这个就是活水的泉源跟着他们，这个灵磐石跟随着。
So this abundance of blessing is just like the living water that follows them.
这些景象，当时候这些经历，神都记得。
And all these events that happen, the Lord remembers.
但看起来百姓他们忘记了。
But it seems that the chosen people they have forgotten.
在耶利米先知那个时代，已经到他们国家快要被灭亡，已经到公元前五百八十几年了。
At that time, in the time of Jeremiah, it seems that the nation has been come to destruction, and it's already
586年嘛，哈。
586 BC.
哦，那这个，但是旷野的时代大概是1400年 BC 的。
And during the days of wilderness, it's 1400 BC.
哦，那所以已经经过了，这是已经大概。900年，快1000年前的事情了。
So it happened 1,000 years ago.
那但是这个事情，这个历史就一直演变，慢慢演变下来的嘛。
But this history starts slowly changing.
一开始的是很亲密的这个关系，到最后怎么变成说他们是离弃神，他们把这个神丢掉了。
Starting from the fact that they were once very close with the Lord, and it slowly changes to the point that they have forsaken Him and go to idol worshiping.
神自己，他就在诗歌里面就这样觉得很想不懂了。
So in this poem, it searches people to think why it happened.
第五节
，verse five.
神说：“你们的列祖到底看见我有什么不义，竟然远离我，随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄的呢？”
This is what the Lord says. What fault did your fathers find in me that they stray so far from me? They follow worthless idols and become worthless themselves.
也就是说，神说我到底做了什么地方还做得不够，让你们的列祖竟然把我丢掉。
The Lord was saying that what did I do and what did I not do that your fathers has forsaken me?
他说从来哪有一国家的人把那个他们的神换掉的。
And what kind of country or nation would change their God?
我们看第十一节。
Look at verse 11.
岂有一国换了他的神呢？
Has a nation ever changed its gods?
我的百姓将他们的荣耀换成了那无义的神。
But my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols.
那这个就是神当时他想不懂的地方了。
This is something the Lord does not seem to comprehend.
他这里说他想不懂，不是说神不知道，这个就是诗歌形态表达那个这个心情。
It just says the Lord could not comprehend doesn't mean the Lord does not know. It's an expression of in a poem.
就当时候神很失望了。
The Lord was very disappointed at that time.
所以你看，这个就是人的愚妄。
And this is the foolishness of man.
今天有时候我们往往把这个最值得依靠的神把它放在旁边。
Sometimes we tend to put the Lord that we rely in the most to the side.
然后我们用我们自己的方法。去寻找帮助，寻找满足。
We use our own method and our own ways to seek help and to seek a solution.
那就好像我们把这个泉源把它离弃之后，我们自己去挖一个池子，然后想要去装外面加进来的水。
Just like when we, right in the same manner, we forsake this living water and we went to find things in our own ways to contain ourselves.
但是这个池子又是破裂的，是破洞，不会水倒进去就流光了。
But the system that we find is broken and it cannot hold water.
那这个其实在讲，在这个耶利米书里面就讲这个就是偶像。
So in this, what is referring here, it means the idols.
就是偶像是不能够帮助的啦。
That idols cannot help.
如果是真的有需要，你说那些
敬拜不是真神的那些人，最后一定会失望。
And those who actually worship those idols at the end they'll be disappointed.
你看圣经里面他在讲说，你如果有患难的时候，你去求你所拜的神吧。
If when you are facing suffering, the person would go to seek help from their God.
但最后他们都失望了。
But at the end, they will all be disappointed.
好，我们现在先跳过去看第二章的第二章的第二十七节。
Look at chapter 2, verse 27.
第二十七二章二十七节，请读。
Chapter 2, verse 27. They say to wood, "You are my father," and to the stone, "You give me birth." They have turned their backs to me and not their faces. Yet when they're in trouble, they say, "Come and save us."
二十八节。
Verse 28. Where then are the gods you made for yourself? Let them come if they can save you when you're in trouble.For you have as many gods as you have towns, O Judah.
好，你看在这里，他在讲说这个偶像。
Here it says these gods.
是像这个木头、石头雕刻的。
They're in wood and in stone.
他们把这些东西称哦，你是我的父，我的生我的。
And they start to say to them, "You're my father. You give me birth."
好了，现在是平安的时候，是这样讲啊。
During peaceful time, they will say things like that.
遭遇患难的时候，你就求他说，你起来拯救我吧。
But when they're in trouble, they tell these stones and wood, "Come and save us."
他会起来拯救你吗？
Will these things save them?
不会。
No, they won't.
所以第二十八节他说：“你为自己做的神在哪里呢？你遭遇患难，真的需要求的时候，他在哪里呢？”
So verse 28 says, "When you needed them the most, where are they?"
叫他们起来帮助你，拯救你吧。
Let them come and save you.
因为他说：“犹大，你神的数目跟你城的数目相等，就是说到处都是偶像。”
It's as many gods is just to show that they're everywhere there are idols.
如果到处都偶像，如果真的都能有帮助的话，你的国家应该是很平安啊，应该是很有保护，很稳才对啊。
Many idols in your country, then all the most you should be safe and you have more protection.
但是事实上刚好相反。
But on the contrary, it is not like this.
在证明说他所去挖的这些池子，他所认为是神的这些都不是真的，都是假的。
So it shows that all the system that they dug is not real.
根本不能够帮助的。
They are not able to help.
你看今天对我们来说。
So today to us.
我们今天如果能够真的了解我们所敬拜这位神，就是活水的泉源。
If we can truly recognize and know that the Lord we worship is the fountain of the living water.
我们今天一定要把这个神抓住。
We have to grab hold onto him.
我们有什么样的困难，我们有什么样的需要，都是从这个神可以得满足的。
What kind of trouble we're in, and what kind of satisfaction we know from Him, we can gain comfort.
我们不能够去为我们自己用我们自己的方法去想要去凿出一个池子来。
We cannot use our own ways, our own method to go dig another system.
因为最后一定会证实我们所用自己的方法是不管用的。
Because to the end, it proved to shows that when by using our own ways, it won't work.
就像这个破裂不能够存水的池子。
Just like the system that's broken and cannot hold water.
因为我们今天会发现，我们每一个人都很有限的。
Today we realize that we're all very limited.
有时候我们想要得满足的时候，我们就从这个外面的世界各种娱乐、财富、享受、名声、地位、学问各种方面，我们想要从这里面得满足。
Sometimes we want to seek satisfactions from other areas such as entertainment and other worldly material things.
那这些最后有时候往往会成为我们的偶像，无形的偶像。
And to the end, these things become our idols.
就好像今天你看，你挖一个池子要装水是为什么？
Today we realize when we dug a cistern to hold water, why is this so?
不是想要说今天这个池子可以，这个水可以当做我们有需要口渴的时候可以让我们可以解渴吗？
Does this digging of the cistern is so that we can have stored water to quench our thirst?
这个水可以让我们可以存活下去啊。
That this water will be able to sustain us.
但是最后会发现这些东西都没有办法让我们真的生命存活的。
But at the end, we realize that these things that we dug is not able to sustain our life.
所以我们今天所依靠的这些物质的东西啊。
So these things that we rely that is very materialistic and worldly today.
这些东西最后我们都会失望。
All these things will cause disappointment in the end.
唯有真的我们跟这个活水泉源联系在一起的时候，很珍惜这个泉源跟我们同在这个恩典。
Only if we draw close to the fountain of the living water and treasure this water,
我们才真的能够享受神跟我们很亲密这个爱情。
That we can realize and cherish this close relationship with the Lord.
你看，当我们 跟神的关系 很亲密的时候，
and when we have this very close relationship with the Lord,
我们会觉得我们很幸福。
We'll realize we're very unfortunate.
我们在神 在主里面，
that in the Lord,
我们真的可以很放心，没有忧虑。
That we can rest assured and have no worries.
什么事情神都会为我们出面的。
That the Lord will help us in all things.
因为这是他的应许。
Because this is his promise.
他自己宣告。
And he already proclaimed,
我就是这个泉源，
that I am the fountain of the living water.
我就是要带给你们满足的。
I will bring satisfaction.
你不用去找自己的方法。
You do not need to find your own ways.
因为我们发现其他的方法通通都是带来失望，就是最后都是没有用的。
All these ways that we find ourselves at the end will only cause disappointment.
所以我们要很珍惜，不要离弃。
So we have to treasure what we have and do not forsake.
要存敬畏的心。
To have a very reverent heart,
让我们一直享受在神的爱里面。
That we continue to dwell in His love.
所以第二章啊，他一直在强调当时候百姓他们这种这么愚昧的罪恶。
So chapter 2 keeps emphasizing the foolishness of the sins that they have done.
他这个罪恶其实他们自己做出来的。
They committed the sins themselves.
那这些罪恶他们既然离弃神，就会尝到这个后果。
And when they forsake God, they will face this consequences.
当他们遇到患难的时候，他们一定会去求神帮助。
That when they are in trouble, they will seek the Lord.
他们就会发现，只有这个真神才真的帮助他们。他们所以前所依靠这些假神偶像都不管用了。
Then they realize the Lord they rely on will help them instead of all the other false idols they worship in the past.
所以要能够回来归向神。
So to turn back and repent and come back to the Lord.
如果愿意归向神的，神其实神都会愿意接纳的。
For those who turn back to the Lord will receive them.
你最后看一下第三章。
Look at chapter 3.
第三章啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1. If a man divorces his wife and she leaves him and marry another man, should he return to her again, would not the land be completely defiled? But you have lived as a prostitute with many lovers. Would you now return to me? Declares the Lord.
这里在讲他们当时候离弃偶像，就是行淫，就好像离弃的那个爱他们的丈夫，做妻子离开丈夫之后，现在丈夫说你再回来，再回来。
This is like an analogy of how when they worship idols, it's just like a man that forsake divorce his wife and she leaves him and then she comes back again.
这个丈夫接纳他说，你虽然跟许多亲爱的行邪淫，你还可以归向我，你这是神亲口说的，你自己再回来。
And this is what the Lord said himself, that the Lord received him back.
所以其实神很需要他的百姓不要离弃这个活水的泉源。
The Lord hopes that the chosen people will not forsake this fountain of living water.
那我们真的都能够来好好的享受这个活水泉源所带给我们的恩惠跟平安喜乐。
That we can enjoy these blessings and grace that what this fountain of living water brings to us.
So, 今天下午用这一段信息跟大家分享。
So I'd like to share with you this message this afternoon.
愿我们都能够真的从主里面得到满足。
That we can seek satisfaction in the Lord.
再来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
70首。
70.